Now the latest on emerging technologies and tech companies with This Week in Tech. Entrepreneur and technology author Steve Sammartino joined me once again in our Melbourne studio. Steve, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Now, Apple is drawing headlines with its latest Worldwide Developers Conference, but people in the tech business like you have been waiting on another annual event that's a little more under the radar. Tell us about this annual data analysis from venture capitalist Mary Meeker and why it's so closely watched in the industry.
Yeah, so Mary Meeker has been doing for a number of decades a report known as the State of the Internet, and she aggregates a lot of difficult-to-gain data from the entire world on all forms of technology and internet usage, and it's been a very solid predictor of what's next in terms of technology for decades now.
So what is she predicting this time?
Two of the things that really stood out to me were technology-driven healthcare and voice-controlled software. The healthcare side of it, really interesting that technology is now going to play an increasingly vital role in our healthcare. Already in America, 25% of the population have wearable medical devices that track some form of health. And also 60% of people are already willing to share their personal health data with internet giants.
And gee, that's in addition, a lot, isn't it?
It is a huge amount, and many hospitals and doctors are now offering their patients access to their own digital data. The other trend was voice-controlled software. So voice is beginning to replace typing in many areas of our digital interfaces. In fact, more than 20% of mobile queries are now conducted via voice. Now, what's interesting is that this natural language processing, as it's known, now has accuracy of around about 95%. And in-home voice devices are exploding in popularity. Amazon, their Echo, already has 11 million devices in homes in the USA. And increasingly, our interactions are going to be screenless. Now, there's some upside there for those on who are low on the tech learning curve, but it also reduces optionality of the search results that are presented to us. If we're getting a single verbal response from technology, it gives a lot of unchecked power to corporations to present to us an option that's most profitable to them or most suited to them, because we'll just get one single answer instead of an array of potential things that we can interact on a screen. So it's incredibly interesting that we're moving away from screens into ambient technology.
And Steve, has Apple built on any of these trends with its announcement overnight?
Yeah, so at the WWDC, the thing that was most telling was Apple have got into this space with a device they're calling the HomePod. So it's much like what we've seen with the Google Home or Amazon Echo. But what's interesting is that they've focused on music rather than other web-enabled activities like ordering products and so on. Now, I think it's a really smart stealth move because all of us are not really that comfortable with having Big Brother in our home listening to literally everything we do and say, but we're all very comfortable with music and having music on demand. And so it's Siri-enabled and its main focus is music and speakers and having that in the house, but it is a kind of a stealth way to get the device into people's homes and get them comfortable with that ambient, always listening technology. I mean, you can check the news and the weather with it, but I think that Apple have really made a solid move, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're leading this space within 12 or 24 months.
And when you say this space, you don't just mean the music space, you mean the Internet of Things?
I mean the Internet of Things and smart-enabled homes where we literally talk to our devices instead of typing and being screen-enabled. A lot of people are calling it the ambient internet, and when we get to that phase where the internet is all around us rather than being a device that we have to go to, then it changes the absolute dynamic of how we interact with the internet forever.
Now, IBM and Samsung are doing something a little less sexy than Apple, but it could be even more significant. Tell us why we should care about this development in computer chip technology.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've found a way to squeeze 40% more processing power into computer chips. Now, this is really important because we've been coming to the end of what's known as Moore's Law, which is the ability for computers, in simple terms, to become more powerful because we can get more processing power in small space. And we're actually getting to the atomic level now where it's physically an impossibility. But they've found a way of improving the switches by using what's called nanosheets. Now, the reason that this is important is that quantum computing seems a fair way off from being a commercial reality. And although these nanosheets might take a few years to commercialize, they'll certainly be well in front of quantum computers. And so we can look forward to, or even be afraid of, our gadgets continuing to become more powerful.
Now, Steve, this week it wasn't a crowdfunding campaign that jumped out at you, but something going on in a laboratory in Holland. What is it?
Yeah, this is really offbeat. So there have been a number of startups that have been funded in Silicon Valley. It seems that there's no industry that Silicon Valley and technology just doesn't touch these days, where lab-grown meat, the price of that has fallen a massive 96% in the past 4 years. Now, there is a Dutch scientist who took 3 months and spent $1.2 million to develop a cell-by-cell cultured beef burger. These fiber-based meats, they say by 2020 will be at the commercial level where they can compete with farm-grown meat.
It's so you're saying compete on a taste level. We won't taste the difference between meat from a cow and meat from a lab.
No, we won't. So it'll compete both on price and both on taste. You actually won't be able to taste the difference because there's no noticeable difference and it's made from the exact same fibres. It's just grown in a different way. So certainly once you cook up that burger, it's going to taste the same. But it has an important economic and also climate change impact, given that agriculture and forestry it contributes 25% of our emissions known to impact climate change. So in the future, it seems as though our intelligence won't just be artificial, but maybe our late night burgers after a big night out as well.
Steve Sammartino, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
That's entrepreneur and technology author Steve Sammartino in the ABC Melbourne studio.